Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's bring in our guy, Tyler Kennedy, on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. TK, your reaction to what has or hasn't happened so far today for the Pens?
Well, it's kind of crazy, and I like when they don't make too many crazy moves. Like, honestly, I don't think there's a guy out there right now that would change the Penguins' future for next year. You know, there's no one that, like, really changes it, you know? And then when you think of, you know, they let go of Pio, they got rid of Smith. Like, Pio, he had a pretty long runway to prove himself. And I was always waiting. Like, I wanted Pio to take over where Chris Letang hopefully leaves off, you know? And he's had a lot of opportunity. And what's his fourth year, and he's still being, like, in and out of the lineup? Like, he's had his chance. And I think it is time to move on from Pio. And, again, I think he's a great guy. But, again, I would like to see a little bit more from him. Smith wanted out here from day one.
Yep.
And then when you guys talk about Hextall, like, I think I can do a better job, not having no experience, do a better job than Hextall did with the Penguins.
Put the three of us in charge. We could have been the Three Stooges, and we would have done better than him.
I know, and I think we're really reeling from having him as a GM. I think we're really trying to get back into a competitive team. I think he really hurt us, to be honest, guys. Like, having him as a GM, it hurt us a lot with what we give away, what we got, you know, the contracts we had.
Like, TK, I'm not so sure they're going to be able to be a competitive team. I look at some of these Dubas moves, and it feels a little bit like he's sort of on. He knows in his heart of hearts they need to retool and rebuild or whatever you want to call it, but They don't want to do that. And I feel like he's almost, I don't know about you, what do you make of this? I think he might be trying to, like, quietly start rebuilding them. Like, is Beauvillier a really good player? Not by last year's numbers. So I just wonder if he's trying to get some guys on there, but doesn't really think it's probably going to work out in the end and that might be good for them.
I think he's doing low-risk chances, you know, with Hayes. You know, like, those guys come in and play okay, he's won. You know, like, you're never going to get a guy who's making, honestly, $1 million who's really going to change your team that much. Let's be honest. You know, like, that's the reality of it. And Hayes, I think he's dealt with a lot of injuries. He's a guy we're taking a chance on. We're hoping he can find his game, you know.
My God, that's not the most uplifting thing I've ever heard, though. We're hoping he can live. I mean, that's...
These aren't the Penguins we're used to talking about,
TK. You're not giving me great feelings here, great thoughts, hearing you say that, Tyler.
I know, it sucks. It sucks. I know, it sucks. But, like, it's the truth, you know? Like, guys, when I played in Pittsburgh, okay, this is – when I was good, I played 6 years with Pittsburgh. When my career started to go down, I was on four teams in 4 years. When you start getting bounced around from team to team, that shows you're not really wanted that much.
But Villiers was on three teams now. Last year. Alone, he was on three.
I know.
He was on two teams that played each other in the first round. That's unbelievable.
Are you gonna let a guy like that walk if he means that much? You know, like, again, that's why we're hoping these guys overachieve next year to be successful, you know? But again, like,
so what is the goal of the season?
They're like low chance guys. What?
What do you think is the goal of the season for them next year? Like, what do you think they're trying to do in 2025? The Penguins.
Are they trying to contend? Are they truly trying to contend, in your opinion, with some of these kinds of moves?
For the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
No. They're trying to make the playoffs. Like when you look, like, if they make the first round of the playoffs, that's a great year in my books. Like, that's a great year.
Man, that's how the mighty have fallen, though, because you would never have said that for how many years in a row with them. Make the first round. Are you kidding me? That's like a birthright in this city.
Yeah, but when you think of, like, guys, when you win back-to-back Stanley Cups and you've had a winner, like, we've been competitive for about 12 years where we were, like, legit, like, from 2008 to 2020, 21 maybe, we could have legit won the Stanley Cup every year. Like, we were in contention. Not in contention, but we were always in conversation. And that's, at the end of the day, it's running out. Our all-stars are getting older. And when I looked at the stats, when I saw Sid the top 10 in points, like, that's all. We got one guy still
TK, you know what,
still clicking.
You say, like, when you win two in a row, everything that happens, how tough that is and everything else. But you know what? I'm seeing a team that won two in a row and then played for a third in a row doing it differently. The Lightning just letting Stamkos walk.
And getting Gensel in.
And getting Gensel and getting a little bit younger there. 4 years younger, 5 years younger. Like, I can't help but play hindsight's 2020 and say, should you have let Malkin walk instead of doggedly keeping that core of players together? Uh-oh.
Boys, that's you're putting me on the spot, you know.
I'm just wondering about it.
I like
man.
It, but I don't. You know,
it's tricky. It's a tricky situation.
Well, I think there's a difference between Malkin and Stammer. Stammer is their guy. Like, he was their leader. He's their captain. Where I think Gino, at the end of the day, Gino's behind Sid. Like, if you can never let Sid go. And with them letting Stammer go, and we don't know if it's a money issue or if they're like, you know what, he's not our future. And, like, for Nashville picking him up on a four-year deal, like, that's crazy. And I don't think Gensel has – I think Gensel only has three or four good more years ahead of him, to be honest. I think his last 4 years of his contract are going to be tough years for him because of, you know, the wear and tear of going so far, being on, you know, really good teams. But should we have ever let Malkin go? Sid and the rest of the guys.
Well, TK, here's what it feels like to me. Stamkos was their guy, and for a long time he was their best player, but now he is very obviously not. It's Kucherov is their best forward. And so they're like, all right, well, you're not our main guy anymore. Kucherov is. He's one of the handful of best players in the entire league.
They still have Hedman. They still have Vasilevskiy.
Yeah, have Vasilevskiy. Now you bring in Gensel. It just felt like they made a choice that the Penguins were not willing to even entertain. Like, and get to the table and talk hard about it.
They could have done the move that Tyler talked about. They could have swapped Malkin out for Trocheck.
Right.
They could have done that. That was on the table.
Imagine having Trocheck, McCann, Tanev, Matheson still.
Yeah.
With the Penguins.
Especially McCann and all the goals he scored since he left.
Yeah, he just led the team in goals. It's not like we needed him last year, you know. Like,
right.
he would have been a phenomenal guy.
It just feels like we're in TK. I love these conversations because I love how we can trade honest thoughts here. But it just feels like we're entering the dark ages for this team, even with Crosby still there. Like, I don't see shining lights and good things coming up over the hill here. I don't see the cavalry coming to save this team.
The best thing we have is we can still watch Sid play.
Right.
That's the best part of it.
So where do you guys think in their division, which teams do you think they're better than right now?
Columbus. I'll start there.
They're better than Columbus. I think they're
Philly.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I'd put the Devils behind them because I could say the Devils had a hiccup last year.
They got Pesci in there, and they got better goaltending now.
Are they better than Carolina?
Yeah, like
no.
The Devils...
Better than the Rangers? No. Washington just made a big deal.
Washington will be close. Washington's made some big moves in the last 2 days.
Are they better than the Islanders? No. Write them in for 95 points somehow.
Yeah, they get their boring 95 points, but they always get in.
Carolina's lost a lot. Maybe they take a step back. But again, it's close. They're like the third or fourth best team. Best case scenario, Tyler.
Yeah, they still went. Like, what, they go second round in the playoffs?
Yeah. Now, they got gutted in free agency the last 2 days. But, yeah.
Yep.
But they can. They still have their core young guys. You know, they still have their core top guys, you know. Yeah, that's the sad thing. Like, that's a tough decision. And, like, being Kyle Dubas right now, like, I would love to see what his plan is. Like, his next 4 years. Because for a rebuild, it's 5 years out. Like, you're 5 years out of a rebuild. And sometimes drafting high picks is not the way to get out of a rebuild. Like, you know, you're trading. You're doing a little bit of everything. And when's the rebuild? Does it start this year or has it been the last 2 years? Because I don't think last year was a rebuild.
You traded for Eric Carlson. Fell. You went for it last year.
Yeah.
That ain't rebuilding.
Yeah. And it wasn't cheap getting him either. And we didn't make the playoffs last 2 years. Is it where Kyle's like, you know what, we're in a rebuild, but we're not going to say it. We're going to do it, but we're not going to say it to anyone. I don't know. It's such a tough call of the just because of the position in their the players that are still there, you know.
And they have no movement clauses. I think, Tyler, I think you said the truth. I think they're doing a rebuild, but they're not saying it. They're never going to say it because that's not their image as a franchise, but that is absolutely what they're trying to do.
Well, like, you know, when you don't make a big splash, usually it's kind of means, you know, you're sitting back, letting the cards fall, and we'll see what our next steps are. If you're trading heavily on the draft and going for guys, like, you're trying to win now, and it shows the Penguins aren't right now. You know, they're trying to retool, get younger. You know, I'd be interesting to see who else they go after. Like, again, I think we've always talked about this, what they need, and I think one is sandpaper. Like, Bunting can't do it next year too. Someone's going to grab him and beat the wheels off him. You know, they need someone to help them. They need someone with a little bit of jam. Like, someone said, oh, would Trouba be a good fit here? I'd be like, yeah, he'd be a good fit. We need a guy, you know.
Yes, that person was me who asked you that question, Tyler. Yes, I was the one that was asking you about Trouba.
It's like, we need a guy that's, like, willing to step up and maybe crank someone once in a while. We need that guy that's going to, like, run the goalie, you know? Like,
well, instead we signed Matt Grizzlick, who was in the press box for 11 of Boston's 12 playoff games and is 5'9", 175 pounds. This is who we brought in for sandpaper.
But you know what? Kyle had a tough team in Toronto. Like, he had Reeves. He had a Bunting. Pretty tough team. Like, he...
Oh, yeah, we know Mike Sullivan loves Ryan Reeves, though. He's a huge fan of Reeves. Clearly, couldn't wait to just get him in the lineup.
There. That's a good point, Chris. GM
maybe,
and
yeah.
Coach.
Maybe, I don't... But, like... I don't know. I just think they need more sandpaper. Like, if you're going to rebuild, you at least put a team on the ice that's going to be entertaining. You know, I think Bunting is so entertaining to watch him play.
That was a
he's
good
always
pickup.
In the play. He's always like just he's like a Marchand almost. You know, maybe not as skilled, but like he's a pain to be around, and he's like. You know your buddy that just runs into you just to be a dick? Like, that's him. Like, that's – I love it, you know? Like, you know, but who else do we have like that, you know?
I think no one. But we do have Ryan Graves with five years and $4.5 million a year left on his
– Yeah, but I think they're going to give him a chance this year. I think they're going to give him one more sniff, like – They don't got no choice, but, you know.
You just told the truth again. Throw your hands up. This is what we got to do. We signed you.
Yep.
Well, and I do think, guys, after being traded to a team, Like when I first went to San Jose, I struggled like crazy. I went from here, which was like honestly like a military camp, but that's what we won. Like everything was hard. We followed the rules. We did everything right. I went to San Jose. It was what a legit country club, and I couldn't adjust. I literally like going to the beach on days off, the boys having fun. Like I just couldn't adjust to it, and it took me a year or at least a summer getting away from it to be like, all right, this is the team, and this is what I kind of need to do for myself to find my game. So I think he might still find his game. I'm hoping. You know, there's a lot of hoping going on, but I hope he finds his game because we need him, boys. You know, we it sucks not having a team that's kicking butt out there. You know, I'm hoping he turns it around.
Tyler,
you
know, thanks.
We need him. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, boys.
We got to run, Tyler. Thank you so much. Great
thanks,
stuff.
DK.
And maybe we'll talk to you later in the week after some other dominoes fall.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.